Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, I guess you're elated when too much bowls is never enough. Hey?
Yep.
All of a sudden, you seem to be energised.
I'm up and about now, aren't I?
Up and about.
Couple wins under my belt.
And Phil Fechner comes around the last turn. He's leading. He's a front runner, team. He's a front runner. Now, come on. Let's get it out of the way.
Well, I haven't even got that bit in front of me, but I'll have to go.
Tell us all about. Let's get this into a chronological order. All of a sudden, midweek bowls is back.
Yep. Look, this show's not all about me, but let me tell you about it. No, we had a good win, played at Beaumont. And played in the pairs this week, Rick, as you can see in the paper.
Oh.
Just read that score out, Rick. 19-11.
I don't know why I cut it out, good listeners. I know why. I was going to use it for toilet paper.
And then we'll go on to, good win. Our team had a good win. Three rinks up, two rinks down, but we got up overall, which was
just
good.
Mention your score again, Phil.
19-11. 19-11. Yep. Handy win.
What I like is your modesty.
Yeah, I don't. This show's not all about. Now, we've only gone a minute 25. We can talk a bit more. No. Okay, let's go on to the Premier League from Saturday, Rick.
Oh, no. You're on fire again.
First game I have here is Westlake 77. Defeated Paynham on the last bowl of the day, Rick. Brad Peck's rink, it was. Paynham 73. He bowled an absolute pearler. Two or three down on the head and needed two for a win for the team. One was a draw. And unfortunately, Brad's bowl just ran through a little bit too far. And they went down two or three on that last in. I think it was three. But they had a very good day. Jeff Dry, Phil Hutchie and Eric the Bowl Monty had a real good win. So and they lost last end, team lost, but very competitive. A win is just around the corner, Rick.
Well, I can see that. Now, listen, is the print in the Sunday Mail correct?
Read it out to me, Rick.
I think you know what it says, don't you?
20-0.
And your other mob, 16, is that right?
Yeah. Wow, another win.
Oh, dear me.
Well, you got a four on the last end, Rick. She's all square on the 20th end. Oh, the 21st end, we got a four. So thank you very much.
You've only got to be in front at the end.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's enough of that.
Now, who are you playing this week?
Modbury Friday night, Rick.
I've got some incredible news
for
you
bowlers.
Don't
tell them. It's a big news. No, you can tell them.
No, I find this quite disturbing.
Friday night.
I've heard that John Fogarty's in town. Is that right?
He is.
Is he bowling or
no,
is he?
No, I'm singing with him.
out
this week, Rick. Big out.
Injury.
Huge out.
No.
No, not that good of an excuse. Going to a concert instead.
Going to a gig.
Yeah, how's that?
Well, that's great. Putting the team first.
See you next week, boys.
I did my bit this week.
I'll let you catch up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, out this week, Rick. So Friday night game. We'd booked these tickets months and months in advance, and it's fallen on the same night. So that we've got to play a night game.
Yeah.
Unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
Well, it is, and I hope it doesn't upset the balance of the side.
Oh, sure it will. It's a big, huge out. Right, our next game is Grange and Holdfast.
Good listeners, don't worry, I can edit this.
Grange 80, a bit of an upset here, I reckon, and Holdy was 68. Holdy with most of their interstate players were playing this week, so it's a bit of an upset there, Rick.
Yeah.
Adelaide defeated Lockleys 89-70. Modbury defeated Woodville, which we would expect, 84-70. And the last game was a close game, Summerlin versus Ascot Park, 75-64. That's all on the Adelaide Bowls, Rick.
Yes.
That's enough about me. What was those scores? No, that's all right. We'll go on to the Bros and Light Bowls Association. Now, Rick, we had a few more upsets. And the first game that I'm going to mention was our first upset of the day. Yeah. Mount Pleasant, 108 at Mount Pleasant.
Yes.
Peter Luquette, beautiful breakfast at the Mount Pleasant markets he had.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, he must be on a health kick. Yes. Yeah. Eggs and bacon and, you know, oh, there was everything on this plate.
Yeah.
So he's obviously on a health kick. Obviously. You know, trying to stay, you know.
Lean fit, and mean.
Lean, mean fighting machine.
Yeah, yes.
But didn't help their bowls because Mount Pleasant, 108 versus Kapunda, 93 in the upset of the day, I would say.
They're not travelling well, Kapunda, are
No,
they?
I'll tell you how they're travelling in a minute, Rick. I've got the premiership table. Brendan Tahini, my old neighbour, 29, defeated a mate of mine, Adrian Green, 18. So that's a big win for Brendan. He's a very good bowler. Might try to get him at Paynham next season, I think.
You got the money or not?
Oh, what? But they're paying me a fair bit, so I'll just take a bit of a pay cut. So.
Oh, that's for the team.
I wish.
That's for the team. Yeah. Well, no wonder you can go and see John Fogarty.
Yeah, mine's got plenty of zeros in it, isn't it? The next game was a close game at Tanunda Bowling Club. Tanunda, yet to win a game, 87. Newry, 92. Pretty close, very close. The biggest win of the day was Stewie Forbes, 28, to Peter Bavstock, 21. So that's only, you know, seven shots there.
Yes.
So the rest, one was a draw, and it was a close day all round. Another, what I reckon is an upset, Yadunda, out of the blocks again, 101, defeated Lindock, 74. Tate Rogers, having a very, very good year, 34, defeated Darren Green, 14. They have Corey Archie in that rank, ex-Port Magpies fullback, state player.
Yeah.
Very, very handy bowler, evidently. Came from Robertstown.
All right.
So, they've had some good wins, Tate Rogers' rank this year. And Freeling, poor old Freeling, they came up against the league leaders, Angaston. Freeling 62 to Angaston 121. Gear 15. Justin Morris, 33, was the biggest winning rink. So that's the scores from last week there, Rick.
Yes.
Actually, one thing I didn't do was write down who plays this week, but that's all right. I'll be very, very honest with my tips next week and say who I want to win. So I should get four out of four.
I've written down the four already.
I've just got a couple shout-outs. At one of our valued listeners...
Yes.
Bruce Field.
Yes.
Out for about a month, had a bit of a minor, it's an operation, had a bit of an op, and so he texted me from the hospital bed the other day. He is out now, went and had a look at the Friday Night Challenge Cup, which we couldn't get to, Rick. I reckon our meals are still sitting on the table there.
I hope they've put a fly cover over
and
them.
And this week, can't get there again because I've got Fogarty coming over. So,
well, hang on, I could eat your share as well.
Well, it looks like you have. And anyhow, Bruce Field, I don't know, I haven't talked to him since, but he was going to try and make it to the Super Challenge on Friday night, which evidently saw the band playing there. I watched it on live stream. Looks like it was a great night. Big crowd, meals, the works happening there, which was great. Credit to you, Matty Short. You've organised it, a lot of it by yourself there, and it was a few sleepless nights, but it looks like it all came to
fruition.
Well done. But in just a sad note, Rick, and you saw it in the bunyip there before, mate of mine, Lyle Ryan, passing away, ex-Freeling Hamley Bridge bowler, just a really good guy, battled with a bit of cancer, and he passed away last week, I believe. So to Lyle's family and the Freeling Bowling Club, we send our
condolences
to you. So, so that's about all of the local bowls, Rick.
And now, swapping sports for a moment before we dart back to cricket.
Yes.
What about the rumours concerning the BL&G football?
Not even rumours, Rick. It's a fact. It's fact. We've got Lee Ryswick, 49 goals, I think he kicked this year.
Yes.
Darren Chilabeer, 49 goals this year. It's
equal top goal
pretty
kickers.
Close to 100 there, Rick. It you is. Know, it's a couple yeah. off, I yeah. believe.
There's no end to your talent. How's that? Maths, yeah. you're unbelievable.
And Peter Luke had it like pretty, that. He realised how smart pretty, I really am.
Yeah, Pete, it's just embarrassing that he got the calculator and he's using it right now.
So there's 100, nearly 100 goals between them.
Yeah.
Gone. From Barossa. Ryswick to Anglevale. Anglevale picked up a few. It looks like they've getting their salary cap right up to the top. And Chilabeer obviously gone down. I mean, Great Southern.
It's a great tomato growing area, Anglevale, isn't it?
Yes, and yes. They don't.
They do a cash crop in between the tomatoes.
Oh, is that fact or, oh, or is that alleged?
Well, it's alleged.
They're not fruiting tomatoes, are they? And quickly, just one other one. Williston have picked up a lad from Goolwa. I've got to admit, I've never heard of the lad. Costa, and he had an alphabet for a surname, so I'm not even going to try and pronounce
Costa,
it.
Costa, I thought he was a gardener on the TV.
He could be. Goolwa, struggling club down there, so they don't need to lose players. They've been bottom for the last umpteen years in the Great Southern. And
despite the fact that they've got a huge and magnificent looking, I think that's where my council rates go down there at the Alexandrina Council. The Goolwa Oval and new development stand is magnificent.
Yeah. Quickly, Rick, sorry, I failed to... I had it on the other back of this page. I'll quickly just run through the premiership table of the local bowls. Sorry.
Oh, here we go. Don't worry, team. We're just going backwards.
Yeah, we're back to bowls. Back to bowls for a minute. What was my scores again there?
Preparation's always been his number one suit.
Oh, look, I've got these written on toilet paper, I think it is.
Yeah, but
anyway.
What you should do is put a number of each page. Hey?
Oh, how do they go?
One, two, followed by three.
Not that good with the numbers.
All you got to do is wave at me and I'll give you... I'll turn it over for you if you like.
So we quickly... I'll quickly run. There'll only be a couple of secs here. Angaston, five wins.
You promise?
5 wins, 0 losses. You're done to 4-1. Freeling, 3-2. Mount Pleasant, 2-1. That is a funny top four there, Rick. Those three of those four were in the bottom four last year. Then we go to Lindock, 2-2-1. 2 wins, 2 losses, 2-1 draw. Newry, 2-3. Kapunda, second to bottom.
Yes.
Bit of soul searching there this week, I believe.
All right.
Ooh, Peter Luket could be chopped. Who knows? The great import. They'll be saving a few dollars then. And Tanunda sitting down the bottom, Norton 5.
What do they work on? No play, no pay?
Yeah, I think that's how it works. Paid on performance. Rink went down by 4 on Saturday, so paid on performance. Quickly, the top four players in the association, they give a player ranking. So Justin Morris, he's won 5 and lost none. Newell from Angaston, 5-0. Bobby Randall from Newry, 5-0. And Ian Ellsworthy, must have missed a match. Know what that's going to be like this week, Rick? Ian Ellsworthy, 4-0. They're the only four players that haven't been beaten this year. So
have you now finished up?
That is it. Bowls are over. What was those scores of mine again? One more time.
Two-thirds of the show's down, and it's been nothing but
hasn't
lawn
that
bowls.
Been? When lawn bowls, enough lawn bowls is never enough.
Precisely.
That
anyway, I think we had 30 seconds worth of footy there, but anyway.
Yeah, we did.
Speaking of cricket.
Cricket?
It's summer, Phil.
It's cricket.
I'll very briefly mention amazing start to the Barossa and Light Cricket Association. The Premiers, reigning Premiers, Angaston.
Yes.
2 games, 2 losses.
What?
Yes.
After Bainey's 98.
Yeah, absolutely.
You should have made 100, Greg.
Well, absolutely incredible. Obviously, Greenock, that's a good performance to chase 231. But what is quite staggering, and we won't go, they were all out for 233, but when Ben Rheinfeldt walked to the crease...
Yep.
9 down for 216.
Wow.
So they hadn't got there, and they got over the line. So there you go. Malalar, good win over Lindock. I don't know what's happened to Newry. Newry beaten outright by Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek 2-5-7-5 declared.
What?
Newry all out 85-114.
Oh, what?
Now, nearly as bad is the question mark over Tanunda. South Gawler, as we mentioned last week, 181, totally due, really, to a magnificent partnership from Riley Barker, 76, and David Goldner, 73. The great man Trent,
yes,
got 4-56, as we mentioned.
He now, couldn't have made many runs, though, Rick, 63.
Tanunda, all out for 63.
Wow. I tipped
Tanunda. All out. I know you
Come
did.
On, Trent, where were you?
Trent.
Yeah.
Trent
got an edge? Well, did he get an edge?
Well, it's funny you should
mention. I heard it.
Funny you should mention that, because he thinks he did, and I thought he did.
Oh, no, not one of those controversial decisions.
And I've given him out LBW.
Oh, but, Trent,
but
I feel for you.
What he really loved most of all was the first ball he faced.
Oh, no, not the duck.
Yeah, he's played back.
But he would have just walked off, wouldn't have said a word, wouldn't he?
Well, you know, Trent, he's a great
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he's a good sportsman
he,
like
he
that.
Is,
like his father, Chris.
Didn't say very much.
But what he said was a bit hurtful.
It said it very loudly.
And there was a fire truck going past, wasn't there, at that stage?
He questioned my heritage.
Don't we all?
Anyway.
Quickly there, Rick. Sandy Creek, you haven't got the highest run scorers in there.
But the great Redmond.
Did he?
The Rooster made plenty and took wickets as well.
I see Hudson Nowak for Greenock made 85. He's a footy umpire, Hudson.
Yeah.
85.
A very good, that's a great performance to do that.
Knock off
anyway,
Anderson.
Getting back, nothing. See, the preparation in this show is incredible.
we're all over the shop here today. What are we going down
we're
now?
We're actually talking about Tanunda.
Yeah, I know we were, but I just saw your notes and I thought, well, Sandy Creek, they made a lot of runs.
Anyway, David Goldner,
and yep.
In the incredible 63 all out Tanunda. David Goldner, 4-25. Andrew Mapstone, 2-26, and Ray Smith, 3-10. They enforced the follow on, but you know, that's never going to happen. They batted for.
Did Trent make it in the second?
No, Trent didn't bat in the second dig, but.
he was still swearing on the train line at Gawler. I think I saw him coming in today. He's still out there.
This could have been Trent. As the batsman passed the man in the white coat, he said, "That was never out, LBW. You need glasses." And the man in the white coat replied, "So do you, mate. I'm selling ice cream."
Oh, Barry was ordering an ice cream. Oh, I think you've taken him the wrong way.
No, he's a good man.
Yeah, he is a good lad.
And I'm looking forward to it because he's got me again.
Oh, no. Trent, take some Panadol.
Tanunda playing Newry.
Oh, they should have a win anyhow, Trent.
Well,
you can't comment because you're going to be umpiring.
That's right. And, I mean, they're both, their form line is not good in either of them.
While we're on the local cricket, Rick, we forgot to mention it a couple of weeks ago, but you did lose one of your umpires a few weeks back.
Yes, we did. We did. Peter, shock. We won't go into it.
No.
But Peter Perkins died very, very unexpectedly through amazingly strange and difficult circumstances. And I did attend, together with a couple of other umpires, his funeral, and our condolences to everybody there. But very sad occasion.
Yep.
Very, very sad occasion. Now, we're running out of time.
We are.
Great to see the Redbacks back in their normal form.
Yep.
Beaten by Tasmania in the first game.
Yes.
We thought all was good. They beat New South Wales in the second
came
game.
Back.
Hang on. New South Wales second 11. And then got flogged again by Western Australia. The problem is, we've got no batsmen. I won't go through it. We're running out of time. Listen to this. These are the averages of our top batting order. Smith, who's on about his 950th opportunity, he's got an average, after six innings, these are, of course, they've played three games, he's got an average of 16. Henry Hunt, who was meant to be playing for Australia average of 14. Daniel Drew, average of 13. There's your top three players with averages of 16, 14, 13. Now, the great captain, Jake Lehman.
Yep.
He's got an average of 28.3, but his aggregate's 170.
But he made 100.
But he made 115 off in one dig.
How's he going in the others?
Well, that says a fair bit, doesn't it? Anyway, without the bottom order, Menanti in particular, they wouldn't have won the game. They did win. So
now, I believe Jake Lehman's mum rang while he's out batting in the last game, didn't she?
She rang the club rooms. Yep. And I'm not sure which of the players, but one of them picked up the phone and said, and Jake's mum said, "Can I speak to Jake?" And he said, "He's out in the middle batting." She said, "I can wait."
Boom, boom. There you go. We'll finish on that, I reckon.
Well, we will indeed.
We've upset enough people.
That's
but
right.
Trent, we do love you. We're good cricket and good footballer.
He's a lovely guy.
About his dad. What a lovely man Chris is.
A legend.
Yep.
Right. Until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.